From the KVI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rachel Schnelli. As the Delta variant of COVID-19 makes its way through the Kansas City area, the region's medical leaders appear to be on the verge of calling for new mask mandates. According to the Kansas City Star, Dr. Steve Stites, chief medical officer at the University of Kansas Health System, says the region is seeing a big increase in patients and is, quote, in trouble. Missouri is at the epicenter of the summer surge of the coronavirus, a surge driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant and low vaccination rates in rural areas. The spread has also made its way to the urban areas. MU Faculty Council has approved a resolution yesterday that would ask University of Missouri President Moon Choi to wait at least one fiscal year before enacting any policies that would reduce tenured faculty salaries or the length of contracts based on productivity reviews. The Columbia, Missouri reports the resolution passed yesterday, asks faculty to be involved before any policy decisions are made about governing salary adjustments and contract length. Members were addressing an ongoing controversy that arose in April after 20 tenured faculty in the School of Medicine received pay cuts based on productivity reviews. Their salaries will be reduced by as much as 25% starting September 1st. At yesterday's meeting, the faculty council voted 26-2 on the resolution. An official with the Kansas City School District says students will likely be required to wear masks when classes begin next month. Sarah Williams, a COVID-19 coordinator for the district, said no decisions have been made, but she is recommending the district require students and staff to wear masks, even if they are vaccinated. And some teachers in Columbia and St. Joseph are urging their school district to consider mask mandates. School officials in those districts said no decisions have been made. The calls come as new COVID-19 cases rise throughout the state, sparked by the spread of the more contagious Delta variant. The state could receive a payout from as high as $450 million. The Missouri Attorney General's Office has settled a lawsuit it filed against the drug company Johnson & Johnson and three drug distributors for their roles in the opioid epidemic. Missouri was among several states that sued the companies after hundreds of thousands of people nationwide died from opioid overdoses in the last 20 years. But the full settlement depends on the participation of local governments. Attorney General Eric Schmidt is urging cities and counties to drop their lawsuits against the companies to achieve the maximum payout.
Our lawsuit has always had a singular mission: attain justice for victims and the families of the victims of this decades-long opioid epidemic.
Schmidt says the money received in the settlement will go to addiction education and treatment. I'm Rachel Schnelli, KVI News, Columbia.